Okay, here we are. So, we're talking about prayer this month. We've got 1 week behind us. We're going into week number two. Wow, this thing is noisy. And we're called as people of Christ to serve others. We're called to be people of compassion, of kindness, of love, of gentleness, of patience. We're called to forgive one another. We're called to be generous to other people. But there's something else that we're also called to do, and we sometimes don't do this thing first. But one of the things that we're called to do is to pray, and we're called to pray for other people. The goal of this month for me is that we pray more than we've prayed before. So every time we come to this place in our year, whenever this month of prayer happens, you will hear me say that. I really want us to pray more than we've prayed before. And what I'm saying is, I don't want you to walk in this morning going, oh, I'm so vibed up. I normally pray for 3 minutes. I'm going to try an hour. Okay, that's praying way more than you've prayed before. I just want you to pray more than you've prayed before. So if you've prayed 3 minutes a day, pray 4 minutes. If you pray 4 minutes, pray five. If you pray 3 times a week, maybe pray 4 times a week. That's the goal of, for me, that would be a huge win. We slowly learn some of the Christian disciplines as we do them and as we do them more. And it's true of prayer. We've got those stories of those huge spiritual giants that pray for 3 hours before the first sun rays hit us. That's great. Can I be honest? That's not me. And it's not the norm for many Christians. And if we try and grow into that kind of model of prayer, we're going to be disappointed every year. We're going to get vibed up during this month, and then for the rest of the year feel guilty or feel despondent or not quite feel as though we're up to scratch when it comes to prayer. So pray more than you've prayed before. And it's God's plan and an idea that we pray for other people. That we pray for other people. We must pray for a lot of things, but one of the things we need to pray for is praying for other people. We call this prayer intercessory prayer. So if you're in a group of Christians, you want to say fancy things, you'd use this word, you know. Yeah, we were talking about intercessory prayer on Sunday morning. Boom, straight away people are like, oh, that sounds fancy. And it is. It's intercessory prayer. As we pray for other people, we start to reflect the heart of God. We start to reflect the outlook of God towards people. This is how God sees us. He looks at us and he prays for us. And he wants us to have that same heart, that same approach to people, is to pray. We read this in the book of Revelation 5:8. And when he had taken it, so this is the Lamb taking the scroll. When he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense. Picture that for a moment. Which are the prayers of God's people. Your prayers are like golden bowls full of incense. It's a great picture. It's a great picture of what can be happening for the prayers that we pray in heaven. Golden bowls full of incense. And they brought before the Lamb. Jesus Christ intercedes for us, and he's there hearing our prayers. So who should we pray for? Well, often when we think about who we should pray for, we straight away think we should pray for those people that we really, really like. And we must. It's a good starting point. But there's other people. In 1 Timothy we read, I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayer, intercession, and thanksgiving, four words for the very similar action, be made for all people. So we're called to pray for those people that we really, really like, but we're also called to pray for all people. That may include people that we don't really, really like. Sorry. James 5 says this, therefore confess your sins to each other. I've always wondered how that would play out in a service if we had a practical moment. Okay, just turn to the person next to you and just tell them your sins. Not sure. Okay, but confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that they may be healed, so you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So we pray for those people that we really, really like. We pray for all people and we pray for each other. Guess who each other is?
This is each other. People you meet in the streets, each other. Then we're also called in Ephesians 6, 18 to 20. Paul says this, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. So all the time, all occasions. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So this is all the Lord's people. The people that are meeting in City Hill, all the Lord's people. The people in Hillside, all the Lord's people. The people down the road in the Baptist Church, up the road, Baptist Church. Down the road, the old Sarepta Church, which is now Highway Covenant. All of God's people. These are God's people. And just because you're sitting on the opposite side of the church because you don't particularly like somebody on that side, guess what? Still got to pray for them. You know who I'm talking about. The body of Christ is made up of many different people. We don't get to choose who's in the church. God says, go into the church, and we go, woo, some of those great people. We pray for everybody. We pray for everybody in God's church. So it's we pray for the people that we really, really like. We pray for all of the people. We pray for all of the people in the church. And then Timothy says this, I urge you then, first of all, that prayers, petitions, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority. Next time you're grumbling about some political figure in the South African government, which isn't too difficult, I'll admit, the scripture says we should pray for those people. Maybe the moment of grumble has to turn into a moment of prayer. If we really believe that God is all powerful, we believe that God can do something in even in their lives. We have to believe that. We have to believe that some of the people that are so corrupt and so bad at doing what they're doing, God can change that. So we pray for those people that we really, really like. We pray for all people. We pray for each other. We pray for all the Lord's people. And we pray for kings and people in authority. And then there's one group of people that we've just not quite got to. And this is where Jesus raises the bar incredibly. He says in Matthew 5:44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Really? Yes, pray for those who persecute you. Now, Jesus didn't only say that we should pray for people. He also taught us how we should pray. I'm just going to read the Lord's Prayer because next week the sermon is going to be on the Lord's Prayer. James White is going to be in the pulpit because I'm going to be looking after Amanda Mtodi Presbyterian Church, so you won't see my face here next week. But this is what the sermon's going to be about, Matthew 6. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So Jesus says we need to pray. He teaches us how to pray. And then he goes on to model prayer for us. Just before Jesus is arrested, he prays for his disciples and he prays for all believers. John 17, Jesus speaking, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through this through their message. So that's everybody that will believe the message of the apostles, the disciples. We're some of the people that believe that message. That all of them may be one, Father, just as you in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Jesus is about to be crucified. He's about to be arrested, but he's praying for other people. He's praying for the disciples and he's praying for people that would believe in the message, the good news. And that's us. He prays in that moment very unselfishly. Not self-centered at all. He intercedes for those who haven't even been born. And we know that he does this a little bit further on because in Romans, Paul tells us, who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Would you believe Jesus is praying for you? We hear it again in Hebrews. Therefore, he, Jesus, is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. The people that would believe in him, that would come to believe in Jesus Christ, he is praying. He is praying for you, and he's praying for me. I don't know if you've ever realized that, and if you haven't, I hope that this moment is really a big moment to say, wait a second, as I'm sitting here in this church, Jesus is praying for me. That's a huge, huge moment as Christians. It's very important. Some misconceptions about praying for other people. Okay, so Jesus or God is not only going to move when you've got 10 people praying for you or 20 or a million. Okay? We sometimes think we've got to have millions of people praying for us before God will do something. This is not a mass action. Praying is not a mass action or a petition. It's about somebody praying for somebody else. And one person's prayer can make a difference in somebody else's life. We feel God moving when a lot of people are praying, and we feel as though a lot of people are interceding. But it doesn't have to be like that. It can be just the one person praying. We can't force God to do anything because we are very, very, very earnest, all of us together, in prayer. God acts at the time that he wants to act, and he acts in a way that he chooses to act, but we intercede. We come to him and say, Lord, this is the challenge we're faced with, or this is the challenge this person is going through. We don't either earn points. So I'm going to challenge you after this to pray for somebody else. And I'm going to say that there's photographs on the notice board of everybody in our membership list. Your photo's there somewhere. I'm going to say, on your way out, pick up one of those. And I'm going to say, if you really love praying, pick up two or three, because there's not enough of us to each take one. But if you take three, don't think, bingo. I'm in God's favorite book. Everybody else was taking one, but I took three. No, we don't earn points by intercessory prayer, or by prayer at least. We don't. We strengthen our relationship with Almighty God as we pray. That's ultimately the goal, that we come into the throne room of grace, we meet with God Almighty in a special and unique way, and we pray for other people. We pray for the situation. Our motivation must always be outgoing and unselfish. And then we can't either ask other believers to pray and then we don't pray. So I'll take a name off the board this morning because I can't ask you to pray. Prayer is not like we're not God's project management team. Let me outsource this to everybody in the church. We, if we ask to pray, we must pray as well. And then I want to say everybody can pray for us, for somebody else. We know that there's people that have got the unique and special calling and gifting to pray. There's a group of people on a prayer group in our church that if you send them a prayer request, they pray straight away and they don't stop praying. Sometimes we get a message saying, what's happened with us? They're out of hospital. Thanks for continuing to pray. But there's people that have got that gift and they call to that. But we don't leave it to them. Everybody, each and every Christian needs to pray. It's what we're called to do. It's not just for a certain group of people. It's part of our personal relationship as a Christian with God. How to pray for others? Pray from the heart. Pray from the heart. Be sincere in your prayer. Pray regularly. The prayer that Jesus taught us was, give us this day our daily bread. Sounds like we've got to keep praying that every day. And there's things that we need to keep praying every single day. If you're a person who journals or keeps a list of what your spiritual journey, maybe have a page dedicated to prayer and write down a list of names in that journal. I can't remember how many years ago now, 20 years ago when I was ordained, I went on a retreat just before I was ordained and had a prayer list in my journal. I kept a list of names of people I was praying for. And the person that I was doing this retreat with said, bring out that journal. Let's have a look what God has done. And I'd been back to the journal for a very long time. And the first person on the journal was my mom. She wasn't a Christian when I became a Christian. She was a church person, but really not committed. And I just read her name, and I was like, wait a second. This has happened. She's a Christian. And I just went down the list, and I realized those names, as I'd been praying for people, God had done incredible things in many people's lives. So maybe you want to have a list of names that you pray for. The names on the board there, by the way, have got a little magnet on the back, so you can stick it on your refrigerator. So every time you go for a glass of milk, see, I didn't say beer. Every time you go for a glass of milk, you can pray for that person. Pray in detail. Be specific. Bless everyone is a great prayer. But maybe if you take a name this morning, you need to go to that person and say, I'm praying for you. What can I pray for? Is there something specific? Maybe they'll say no. Or maybe you'll hear the real story and know why God has led you to that particular person on the board. And then you'll be able to pray into a specific situation. Maybe in that list in your journal, you want to write, this is why I'm praying for this person. These are the reason I'm praying. Pray with faith. Pray knowing that you're praying to the God who does stuff. The God who is in control, who created us, who brought us into being and knows what's best for us and knows what we need and what we want. That's how we pray, with faith. Pray for others with love. If the person that you're praying for is not the person that you like that much, that's okay. Pray with love. Lord, help me in my relationship with this person. Lord, help me to love this person more. Those are fine prayers. And then pray fervently, intensely, zealously, passionately. If you take a name off that board, I can guarantee you'll be reminded of that person more than just when you go to the fridge and look at your picture. You will be reminded over and over again. And when that happens, pray for that person. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Know that as you take a name and as you go and as you pray, there's power and there's effectiveness in that. It's never lost, never wasted. You might never know the result of your prayers, but know that God hears your prayers and God does work. So I met with somebody the other day, and as I was talking to this person, it was, oh, my hearing aid's falling out. Sorry, everybody. Technology. Super glue next time. So I met with this person, and they were telling me this story that they had gone to the doctor, and at the doctor had said, you have to go to hospital for an operation. And so then they tried to phone their husband. He was in a meeting, and they couldn't tell him that they were going in for this operation. And then they... Thanks, I think that's important. It's the last page. Not much left. Then they tried to get hold of their daughter. She was not available. And they went into hospital for this operation, and nobody in their family knew they were having the operation. The first time this lady's husband knew she was in hospital was when she came out of the procedure and said to the doctors, I'm not staying in here overnight. I want to go home. And they phoned their husband to say, hey, please come and get me. I'm in hospital. I've just had an operation. Hey? But now the remarkable thing is that at a point when she had got home, some people that she had been with many, many years before, that you're still friends with, but they were around the world, started to contact her saying, I had a real burden to pray with you, pray for you this afternoon. Three different people had got that urge to pray for her. Three different people. And they had prayed. And she was home after an operation the same day. God works as we pray for other people. God will prompt us as well. If you suddenly feel that somebody's name dropping into your head, don't discount that. Go with that. Stop. Say, Lord, I'm not sure what I meant to do with this, but I pray that you bless this person, that you're with them, that you help them. That's what these three people did for that lady. Remarkable story. So, I've already set you up for that board at the back. Do that. Don't Don't only go this way to the coffee shop to place your order for your coffee that's going to be delivered during our congregational meeting. First go there. Take a name or two or three. Those are families, so and then pray for people. The part of our month of prayer, remember, pray more than you've prayed before. If you've never prayed for anybody else, or if you've never prayed for anybody else in this church, do this. Whatever names are left over, we'll pray. We're going to put them up on the board in the office, and we'll pray for those people. But pray for somebody. Pray for other people. I'm not going to make you pray for somebody around you this morning. The prayer warriors are like, yeah, missed opportunity, Brian. But take a name and pray.